Rabbi Sai, let us begin. We are up to Simon Mem Hei, Halacha Tes Vav. We're up to Kol Shochav Yachad, Afilu Lo Yochlo Kol Asud B'Yachad. Before we do Halacha Tes Vav, I want to go over the few Shi'arim, Mitzionim V'Halacha, that we did not do. Let's go back to page Reish Mem Hei, Dalet. Okay, it's going back on Mitzvah Levake Shlishi Sheyitzdar Fimam Lezimun. If two people living together, there's a mitzvah for them, the two people to go and seek, to search and seek for a third person, to join them at least to be Toyim Midi, a small amount. We learned yesterday, according to one opinion, people don't drink water. That's the most lenient opinion. As long as make a bracha, in order that the two people can be mekayim the mitzvah of Zimun. So he mentions, okay, what about if you're a worker, and the time is not yours? Dal on the bottom. Sheyitzdar Fimam Lezimun Ve'apoyalim Sheyitzim Malach Eitzel Achayim Ve'atzarai. So he points on the point of halacha, don't get carried away. The time is not yours. You have no right to abuse the time of your employer to be the kind of the mitzvah of zimun. It's a wonderful thing to have zimun, and you should wait for a person, but don't wait for a person when it's going to come at the expense of your employer. But we're going to have Ram Hela, Shetzrich Lam, you have to wait. Question: if you have three people sitting by a meal, like during in the afternoon in your workplace, of course you have to bench. Ach, im kishoichal apoyel emanoshim achedim vukvar gomar sudasa ein lelaham malem imenim roitzim lanos oiso. You don't have to do. But in other words, basic yisod is going to come when time is not yours. When you are an employee. And by you searching for a third person, or even if you have to wait for another person, you don't have to be machmir. You only have to be machmir to search for a third person, especially when you're chayif and three people together, and one steps out for a few minutes, and you have to wait. That's only when time is yours. You are your own boss. When you're in control, you can do what you want, you have to go the extra step. But if time is not yours, you have no right to abuse the time of your employer. There's a very big dilemma today, Halach Lemaisa. They discussed this. Time Nikar, I didn't time the Gemara. Now let me say Kriya Shema. You know, all these halachas, how to say Kriya Shema. If a person's a worker, and you're on the tree, pulling down apples on the tree, so you can say, you don't have to daven. Davening, you're potter. What about saying Kriya Shema? So it's not there. You say Kriya Shema when you're on top of a tree, holding on with one hand. The Gemara says, no, it's not your time. The Mishnah tells you exactly what to do. All the Paiskim say that Bizman Hazeh, it's not like that. Bizman Hazeh, it's self-understood that if you're working for a Jewish employer, you have the right, you have much more leeway. Now, of course, you don't have a right to go spend half an hour davening, but it goes without saying the employer is not makbi, you make a bracha, you can take 10 seconds to make a hamotzi, to bench, to do the basic things that a person does, that you have a right to do. It's self-understood. But there are limits, of course. There are limits. What are the limits? You don't have to wait 5 minutes. 5 minutes for someone to get a third person to come here so we can do Zimun. Lachor is saying that is not already, that's really an abuse of what you're allowed to do at work. Okay, next. Halacha, hey? We have to do those type of things. You need permission.
Well, that's why I always say at Ali, I always say, at 2 o'clock when it's Mincha time, the computers go dark. If you want to work through Mincha, you can.
Really?
And if you don't show up, they call you, that's where are you? I mean, there's 40 people to come, but they tell you, I'm the boss, it's time for davening.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Sometimes I went to a shoe store. Okay, in a shoe store, so I on a tight schedule.
It goes on 2 o'clock, it says Mincha time. That's the screensaver.
I went to a shoe store. I was on a tight schedule. I had to be back. I was taking classes. I had to be back at a certain time. And I went in the Achaparayla guy by a pair of shoes to go in. All of a sudden, as I'm sitting, it was okay. They got the ball. It was okay. Minha. Sorry. Minha. You see, all of a sudden, he closed the door and he tells all the customers, like, he's very aggressive. We're davening mincha, either you stay or you leave. No service now. We're not selling shoes now. And he closed the shades and people start coming in and he's, what? What's going on over here? I'm a customer. He says, no. We're davening, you either want to daven or you leave. That's the way it is. All right, so he's the Baal Abbas. What? That's what I'm referring to. He's still there?
They moved across next to...
They keep on moving. They keep on moving here and there. Okay.
Because they closed the suit store.
They moved across. A better location.
Right,
cheaper rent.
The, what's it called? The Milchik restaurant.
Which Milchik restaurant?
Where they sell this, right?
The pizza.
Esrogim and restaurants and shoes. Too many things going on. Too many things in my mind. Okay, let's go. Halacha next. Hey, Nischayv Baruch Hashem Yesh Nagim Lamed Al Raglaim. Now, when you say Baruch, it's important. Well, this doesn't mention the Kiddush Shacharit. When you say Baruch Alakedosh Shacharit Mishlo, do you stand? So everyone chuckles. You shock a little bit, so he says that really the Ikra Halacha is Yesh Nagim La'amoid Al Raglehem Kishayimim Baruch Ash Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishlo B'Day. The whole Davar Shabakdusha should be Asarit Sarich Liyos Bamida. You have to stand on your feet. However, Baruch Aschai Mevi Shishakach Noag Agon Hakadosh Rav Moshe Leib Misosuf V'Yalkun Agirshuri Tzin La'Shel Shasu Shuvus Chasam Sofer Shenir Bisham De Ein Sarich La'amoid. You don't have to stand when you say Elokeinu. The Minhag Olam is to lift yourself up a little bit. I guess the pshat between these two different opinions. What about? I don't know what this is about. We want to do a shir on this. To do some research. Every go shal shirs. They do kabbalas o malchus shemayim. What's it called? By Hashem Melech Hashem Melech. What is that? What's that all about? Everyone stands up.
The light's got to be out.
The light has to be out. Never saw that. I never saw. Go to shal shirs.
Yeah.
That everyone stands.
When he gives it to Russia,
that everyone stands for. So interesting, when they say Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloich, everyone is standing for real. But when it comes to benching the Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishal, no one stands. The best that you'll do is you'll give a shtickel shock. Okay, next. Aishasu Mashkin, we learned before, what if you want to join a minion, you want to join, there are seven people being bred, and you want to make it to Elokeinu. So what do the three remaining, you need a roif, Shrivi Lachas. When it comes to three people are regular mezumin. Two people must eat bread. The third person, what must he eat to participate? So we mentioned yesterday about five opinions. L'chatchila bread. The next best thing is peros or mezonos. The next best thing is food, not mashke, because you want to say she'ochalnu. The next opinion is a mashke, but a mashke of chamar medina. It must be a choshev mashke, beer, wine, or something, coffee, tea, but not water. And then we mentioned the most lenient opinion, even water is also sufficient, provided that you're thirsty and you make a shahako. That's what we learned. And also, what is an absolute requirement? Not to forget, you must eat, the third person that is participating, whatever he's eating, he must eat enough to be obligated in a barucha acharayna. If the third person that's participating, even if he's eating the most choshva thing, he's eating cake, or even if he washed, it appears, if you're not chayef to bench, you have not eaten a kezayis, you cannot participate. You only can participate in zimun if you are also obligated in a barucha.
You don't make the bracha at all. You don't answer.
Then no, you don't have a zimun altogether. If you have,
let's say this is a zimun.
No. Then you can. Then I told you after learn. You do so. Let's say you come to shalosh shus and you need a thing. You just come for the speech. You come late, and now they bench and they say baruch shachalnu baruch elokeinu. So what do you say? So no, you don't, I think you do say something. There is a nusach what you're supposed to say. Yeah, right. Baruch Hashem baruch leolam. But some of the good siddurim have it. Baruch Hashem u'mevaruch le'olam vo. You don't say shachalnu, but you praise Hashem. If there's a minion of people saying Baruch Elokeinu shachalnu mishalo, you're also mechuyev to participate and say something. Baruch hu baruch shalom. What is it? Baruch hu baruch. What do you say?
Baruch Hashem
Mvaruch Li'olam Voed. Something along there. I remember. We have to look up what it says in the Siddur. Okay, so that's what we learned yesterday. Now, what about now? Also, that's when it comes to two and three. When it comes to 10 people, in order to say Baruch Elokeinu Shachalim Shlo, you need a roiv. What's a roiv? You must have at least 7 people. Ruba de Minka, not a ruba in numbers. Ruba de Minka, 7 people, and the other 3 people we learned in the Kitzur. Everyone is more lenient. The rules are much more relaxed to enable to say Elokeinu than to have a mezumin for 3 people. Everyone will agree that you could even drink something. Even if the 3 people who are not, have not washed have taken a drink, even that is sufficient. And now we can say Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishlo. The kids on the bottom right, so it's Shosu Maskin. Amogin Avram Kosav Degam Mayim Mitzdarif Deshilu Chalachila. Same thing we said before. I told you from the Piskei Chuvos. Yesterday the Piskei Chuvos. Piskei Chuvos quoted this Amogin Avram. We said before that water is good as okay. V'chein Hetik Divav LaHalacha B'Shulchan Aruch Harav Hagoyin. I'm not sure who that is. Agoin of Shemesh. It's not Shem Zaman Albach. That's for sure. So who's that referring to? Rav Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shneir Zalman, right? Shulchan Achara, Shneir Zalman. Shneir Zalman lighting. Bedas haMishnah Berurah Nira kaMechaber Dsham Demaim Loi Mitzdarfei. We learned yesterday different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, and water, drinking water, is not enough. However, Aruch HaShulchan says that if it's sugared water, it's flavored water, that would be sufficient. Hello, the Yakoponim Mayim haMesukim Kimoi Seltzer or Lemonade.
Seltzer lemon flavored
water. Mayim hamasukim, that's flavored. Come on, seltzer lemon, chodemim mitzvah, that would be sufficient. Okay, but the Magen Avraham said, we say yes, even water is also okay, b'di'evet. Okay, now let's go back to halacha. We're up to halacha tes vav. Kol sh'ochlu b'yachad, afil lo yochlu kol asudu b'yachad, elo sh'yashu lecho b'yachu b'chus ha-moitzi, afil kolecha ocha mikil sh'lo, kevan sh'niklu yachad ben shloisha ben masora, inem v'shem l'cholik. If people at some point in time overlap, their meal overlaps at the same table, and the other, not every people have not yet said Baruch Achreina, that obligates them to say Zimun. You don't have to sit down and eat together. As long as at some point in time during the meal you are together, that's already enough of a trigger to say Zimun. They're not allowed to break apart. But let's say they were not Kaveya, the beginning of the meal, Ella. Shalachar sheshnaim kvar ochlu afilu loy ochlu adayin rak kizayis ubo hashlishi v'kava imohem im gomar hasuda imohem. If he concludes the suda with them chayav bezimon aval imrotza ligmar suda so koydim lohem kevon shlo hischel imohem gam lo gomar imohem rashay licholik levech b'fnei atzmo umikol mokoy mitzvah hi lahamtim sheivorko bezimon. He's just coming to split hairs. We mentioned yesterday the difference between a chiyuv and a mitzvah. Let's go back to what we learned yesterday. You have two people sit down to lunch and they eat the bread. So they're only two people. Are they mechuyev to say zimun? Well, they're not allowed to. They're only two people. How can they say zimun? They have to go and get a third person. Is there a mitzvah for them to go and find the third person? Absolutely yes. There's a mitzvah. Is there a chiyuv? No. We're only two people. On the other hand, if there are three people eating together, they sit down, they kovei suda together, that's very strict. Then there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation that is upon them to recite zimun, and no one is allowed to leave. And worse, we learned yesterday that if someone does leave, the other two people are in a lot of trouble. Because if one person leaves prematurely, since they sat down together, there was a chiyuv zimun, now they have to go seek out the mechuyev to go seek out a person in the street, someone to join them and to eat something, so they can fulfill their obligation of saying Baruch Shachalnu Mishlo, because they began a meal in a situation when they had a chiyuv. Now we're discussing this, so we are differentiating between mitzvah and chiyuv. And the only halacha nafkamina and halacha lemais, to what degree you have to exert yourself to solve the problem. If it's only a mitzvah, you don't have to exert yourself that much. If it's a chiyuv, you have to do it a lot more. Where do you draw the line? I don't know. But here he's coming to differentiate in this manner as well when you're dealing with a situation where three people are actually eating together on the same table. They're actually eating together. Only time that it's a chiyuv, meaning you're not allowed to leave, it's a stringent matter, you're not allowed to leave, it's only when you begin the meal together. But if you don't begin the meal together, and you begin at different points in time, then it's not an absolute chiv, it's only a mitzvah. It's obviously a good thing, but the severity of disembarking, breaking apart, and in the middle is not as severe. So one more time, the words then towards the middle, avalim, rak, Avlam lo kavu ha'atzam l'betchilas asuda ela shalach. They did not kaveya shalach hasheshnaim kvar ochlu. Two already ate. Now a third person joins. Afil lo yochlu adayin rakazayis v'bash lishi v'kavi imohem im gomar asudas imohem. If he concludes the suda with them, that already upgrades him to the status of a chiyuv chayav mezimun. Avl, but if he does not begin with them and does not end with them. So there are three people present, so there's a mitzvah, but there's not a chiyuv. Aval im rotz ligmar sudas kodim lochem kevan shlishchel imohem v'gam legomar imohem. So they have two things working in his favor. He did not start with the other two, and he did not end with the other two. Then it's not in the category of chiyuv. It's not an obligation. Rashai, he's permitted lecholek ulevorich b'fnei atzmo umikol makom. But let's not make light of the fact. Mitzvah hi lahamtin. There is still a mitzvah to wait sheyvorchu b'zimun to bench together.
This is the loophole for weddings.
You don't want to be koveya. You're coming late, and you want to be koveya. Is that really called coming late? You come to a meal. I don't know, because
Is that really called not starting?
You're coming to the wedding, so whenever you start, you're starting. That's all part of the meal. No, when you go by your dining room table, you have your family around the dining room table. No one starts exactly the same moment. You come. It's lunch. It's the suda. Come wash. You make kiddush and shul. People come down.
That is what they use for the loophole.
You have kavana not to be kaveyam. All right.
Otherwise, they.
I understand. So let's go further. The im who honors a misyar may have said afilu kavatzma imam betchila mutar. Okay, another exception. If there's a hefsid, there's a loss, or there's loss, so you're afraid, then you're allowed to leave. Mutar ligmos dasa kaid lochem lovarch betneyatzma avol im ein adav nochlitz. If it's not pressing tzarch lahachmir, it's proper to be machmir. Okay, let's go further. Next halacha tazayin shloisha sheochlu biyachad v'shachem mihemu beich b'chasam ozim b'fnei atzmo. Yocholim lezamin le'achar. So three people together, one forgets and he bench by himself. Can he still participate and say baruch shachal mishalo? Yocholim lezamin le'acher shagomar ze b'chasam ozim v'yane gam hu baruch shachalnu. So even though you've already benched. Even though you have already benched, you can still, after benching, say Baruch Shachalu Mishalo. Avol Imzen Itzdarf, because you never did it. In other words, the Zimun ideally is done before you say Birchas Hamazon. But Bidiyeved, as long as you've not yet said those words Baruch Shachalu Mishalo Tuvochayinu, you can say it even after you've recited your personal Birchas Hamazon, joining together with other people who need you. Avol. You're sitting at a table, it's a big table, and there are two meals going on at the same time. There are two dates, one on this side and one on that side. So, and you're right in the middle, and you're listening to both, two ears, you're listening over to what's going on. And now they want you to join this, they want you to join with you here, and you join, and you say, and then you finish, and then they want you to join over here, you can't. You're already used up, you're maxed out, your credit card has expired, you can't join two different meals. Avol, im zem, it's entzarf lezimun, im shnaim shamachem, shuv, einu yochol, it's entzarf lezimun, im elu, im shnaim berichu, afilu, b'fnei atzam, bottle zimun, if two people bench privately, this rule that we mentioned before, that you can say a zimun after you finish benching, it's only one person. But if already two of the three has already benched privately, and now they remember, oh wait a minute, we didn't do zimun, and they want to do zimun with the third person who has not yet benched, it's too late. You can use one person who already benched to say Baruch Shachal Mishlo when he's the minority, and there are two people benching for real, but not the other way around. Okay, next. Shloisha Shachlu Shnaim Gamu Sudasin Vesel Varech. Two people eat together, and two people finish their meal. They want to bench. V'yachadayin lo gamar sudasin. Very common. The third person has not yet finished. She doesn't want to bench. V'eni Rotsu Levarech. Tzarchu Lahafsik Misudasa Kadei Shivarchu Bezimun. So the third person should stop and should answer, so that the other two people can bench. V'yane Gamhu Imohem V'yoytzidei Zimun V'yamtin Atshisayim HaMavarech Hazones Akol. We learned this in the Episcopal Shuvas, he said this also, and you wait until the first person finishes, until the mezamin finishes the first bracha, the achar kach yochel lechol, then he can continue. The ein tzarich levarich bracha rishayna kevan shaday tohaisel lechol oid. So maybe you make a mistake and think that if you respond to zimun, if I'm going to join you, three people at the table, two people are benching, I'm going to respond. So maybe I have to say another hamaytzi after I say Baruch Shachal Mishlov Tevochayinu, and I listen to the leader recite the first bracha, and I answer Amen. Maybe that causes my Birchas Hamotzi to expire, and before I continue eating, I have to say Hamotzi Lechem in Eretz again, and maybe even wash again. No, that you don't have to do. You don't have to say it again, because my kavanah was, I don't want my Birchas Hamotzi to expire, I want to continue eating when I finish participating in the zimun. When you finish your personal suda, you varich Birchas Hamotzi. But two people do not have no obligation to stop in the middle of the meal to accommodate one person. The minority accommodates the majority, but the majority does not accommodate the minority. That if you want, you want. If one person at a meal, and one person wants to bench, and two people are still eating, and the two people want to help the third person, and they're willing to stop the pause for 3 minutes in order to do zimun, let that person lead the benching, and he'll bench, and the other two people will answer, and that will require those two people to stop eating and wait until they finish the first bracha and answer amen. They can do so; it's not a requirement, but it's lefnim mishur sadin. Period. Now the same rules are applied when you have 10 people. So here we apply the rule of Rov. We don't apply Rov over Ruba de Minkar. It's a statistics game. It's a real Rov. If we had a meal of 10 people and 4 people want to bench and 6 do not, the 4 people cannot force the 6 to stop. But if 6 people want to bench, they can force the 4 people to stop eating when they bench, so that they can say Baruch Elokeinu Shachal. Even though this is a rov that's only 6 against 4, not a rov of 7 against 3 like we had before for the say Elokeinu. Tzrichim abo lahavsek v'shul shisha shehem arov ve'enim tzrichim lahamtim rak ad sha'amar baruch Elokeinu liyach ha'shagamu heim sudas yizamnu rak ad sha'amar baruch Elokeinu. Here's the difference, very interesting difference. When it comes to this situation, they don't have to wait until the 6 people finish the first bracha. Since here they're saying Hashem's name, baruch Elokeinu shachalu mishlo, once they say Elokeinu, that already is enough. Uliach ha'shagamu heim sudasan, and this is a very big chiddush, Yizamnu liatzman b'li haskaras Hashem. It's fascinating chiddush that after
being consistent with what we said before.
Yeah. So let me see what it says over here. I didn't see this over here. On the Piskei Tshuvas, he brings down the Neish Adayin Chayam b'Zimun Shloisha, because he seems to be saying because it's a different type of Zimun. There's a Zimun of 10 and a Zimun of 3. When you start out with the same type, then you can't. So he says this consistent, because what would be the case the other way around, where you have 10 people, you have a minion, and 8 of them want to bench and 2 do not want to bench. So those 2 are they don't even have 3, they're not even part of a group of 3. So then in this situation they have no choice but to answer Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo, and they have to wait until they finish. Yeah, they have to wait until the leader finishes the first bracha of Hazan Es Olam. That he has to wait, because here this is going to be the real fulfillment of their mitzvah. In the first case, when you have 10 people and 6 are benching and 4 not benching, they don't have to wait. The reason why they don't have to wait is because they're going to do it again. They have to answer Baruch Elokeinu Shachalu Mishalo, but that's not going to be the fulfillment of their zimun, the full fulfillment of their zimun, because they have still 4 people. They're going to bench together. So since they're going to bench again, they're going to bench together. They don't have to wait for the leader until he finishes Hazan. But if you have only 2 people from the 10 that are not going to participate, they're not going to have another zimun. They have to wait until the leader finishes the first bracha. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, let's see, go for the charge. Finish up the halakha. Tzidchas. Besugos, gedolos, shaharbe, besuvim, shav, yesh, lufcha, shevarach, misha, koilu, chaza. The leader, you have to hear the leader say Baruch Elokeinu, kedei sheyishmu kol hamasubim min hamavarech l'chol hapachas ad hazan, until the end of hazan is a call, because we learned before, the proper thing is the leader has to say mila b'mila, the first bracha, and the mesubim have to hear him. And ideally they should say it along with him quietly. And if the person who's the leader does not have a loud voice, and no one's going to hear him, so that's not what Zimun is all about. V'imiyev shalukach yivarechu b'chavuros shal asara asara. If that's not possible, then every group should bench individually, like by weddings. Sometimes every group you divide. If you're not able to hear the leader say the words of the first bracha word for word, then yotza schoda behefsedo. It's better that each table bench by themselves. Your test.
State.
It's a machlokes. Microphone. Something is good. Something's not. For this, is I don't know. Some different opinions on that matter. Do you remember? I don't even know if you went to the City Field. Went to City Field where they had the Asifa for the internet. It was led by Hasidim. The ones who called the shots were Hasidim. They daven mincha. So daven mincha, there was no microphone for Chazor Sashatz. It was. I thought it was awful. You couldn't hear. I mean, I daven mincha before anyway, so it wasn't okay to me. But there was no microphone for Chazor Sashatz, because Hasidim they're very makpin on this. Go to see Mashas in MetLife. So they daven mincha with the microphone, they daven mar, because who called the shots? Yeah, Gudah. Litvaks, and they're much more lenient. They hold that you can be yotze with a microphone. A microphone is good for this as well. So you see two major events.
My goodness, not Litvaks.
The Gerai, but they were lenient. The American Rashivas. They're good American Israel, the Chassidim, they're all Chassidim Shirai. But you see over here two events. It was interesting. Two events. They were like a month apart, 2 months apart. Two major events. One. What? How many people were there in City Field? 50,000 people. 40,000 people. And MetLife, the 90,000 people. Two major events back to back. One, no microphone for Chazar Shatz, and the next, there was a microphone for Chazar Shatz by design. It wasn't a microphone broke. No, they hold it. You can't be Yotze Chazar Shatz with a microphone. So that would be the answer. L'chayra, it's no different than Chazar Shatz. The microphone, L'chayra, for most of us in our circles, will be okay. What about Shabbos? Oh. Shabbos, not going into conservative shows.
The weddings they use.
They have an Eretz Yisrael.
They posited that this is a type of microphone that works differently that you could use on Shabbos.
They have an Eretz Yisrael, the grill microphone. They also have
a
gramophone.
They're all different.
I'm waiting for the
gramophone. That's a whole controversial thing. That's a whole different type of thing of microphones on Shabbos. Right. Now, what about if you have a shevrach? You have two different groups. So this is brought down in the Gemaras, and they can't. So can you combine two different groups eating in two different rooms? Right, you have a big seder, and you have a whole big family, and your seder spans two different rooms. So can you all bench together? So the rule is if miktsasan shnei chavuros b'shechlim b'vayis echadai b'shnei batim. If some can see each other, mitstarfos lezimun they join. The imlav, if not, elu mizam liatzman, elu mizam liatzman. The imi shamash echad l'shteyem who mitstarfos. Let's say they cannot see each other; they can have the two separate rooms. But there's one shamash. There's one servant that brings food to both. He goes back and forth, so the shamash can serve as a bridge for the two groups, and then they can bench together. Uchagoyim shenichlusu mitchila al das letstarf yachad. There's one condition attached that when they sit down in two different rooms, their kavanis we're going to bench together. Even though we can't see each other, the configuration is complex. But since we have a shamas that's going in between serving both together, and we have kavana, that is sufficient. What's critical, the most important thing for benching, which comes up over and over again, all the halachas is you have to hear the leader say every word of the first bracha. And if you can't hear the leader say every word of the first bracha, that's not a kosher zimun. He should not be the leader. You cannot combine, you cannot join, and everything has to be reassessed. And that, for that reason, the people that are the followers should be quiet, should very quietly read along the benching with the leader for at least the very first bracha. We learned from the Tashbetz, the Mishnah quotes the Tashbetz, that Mikar Hadin, the followers should not even say the first bracha. They should just listen very carefully to the leader, have kavanah to be yotzei, and answer amen. That is the ideal way to be yotzei birchas hazimun. To listen, not to say, to listen and answer amen. We don't do that, we mention, because we have a hard time having kavanah nowadays, and therefore if we're going to listen, before you blink, you'll space out, and you're not going to be listening. So therefore it's preferred nowadays to say it. But to say to only quietly, listen quietly, and let the leader be the one that is loud. Chaf. Next halacha. Yes, five is provided.
Like davening, I thought davening that wasn't good for a minute.
Davening, you don't have a shamas that goes between them. Davening is no good. What? There's no shamas. There's no food by davening. By davening, you just stand. You don't do anything. By a meal, there's a shamas. Food, there's service. A waiter. Food is being brought back and forth, so you have an advantage of tzeref. That's why meals are better than davening.
What happens if someone goes around and collects soccer in both rooms?
No. Nice try. Nice try. Good try, but no cigar. What? It's not so simple. Just because you can see one another if you're in two different rooms and in davening, there are different things. Hopefully we'll get there. It's not so simple.
Yes. Room, there was a problem there. Again, we had to make sure it was in the main room.
Right.
Otherwise, because it was an L room, and it was not a separate room, it was just a continuation room.
It's a different room, different rishos.
You had to eliminate
the wall.
The wall.
Okay. Okay, it's correct. Here's the case. I knew we had it somewhere. You are the mark. Baruch umivarach shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed. Okay, in some of the better sidurim, you'll find this. I don't even know if they have it in the art school. They have it in the art school? Pretty good. Okay, so that's what we're supposed to say. Baruch, baruch, shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed. V'im mezavnu v'asara. V'im avarach nevarach elokeinu v'hu'oine gamhu. Baruch elokeinu umivarach shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed. You have to write on your hand. So you go to shul, things you need to know, clip notes. So you have on your hand etched, permanently etched into your hand. You don't make that mistake. If you come late, if you walk into a room late and you don't hear the leader say Nivarech Elokeinu, all you hear, you walk in, all you hear is the response. You walk in the last moment, the people say Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Moshot V'chayinu, what do? So you just say to them Amen. You can't respond. The reason why you can't respond is because you were not present when you heard the announcement, when you heard the call Nivarech Elokeinu. I wasn't here when they said that. I walked in late. I walked in when the people are already responding. So then you cannot respond, but what you should do is you should answer Amen to their response. You answer Amen to the words of the people responding. That's only by Elokeinu, not by Baruch and Baruch and Baruch. What does he say? In Bol Yachas Shekvar Amach Baruch and Baruch and Nevarich. He doesn't say Elokeinu. V'chulu, v'chulei. V'shemea sh'oilam oimrim baruch. Baruch v'chulu, oi baruch. No, he says both. It's clear. He says both. Whatever they say, you answer amen. If you walk in after, there are three people benching. Three people. And you walk in when they're responding. You do not hear the leader saying, Nevarech shachalu mishalo. And you walk in when the people are responding, Baruch shachalu mishalo tevuchayinu. So the person who walks in, this fourth person, should say Amen. It says, first. And if they say, they're saying Elokeinu, also you say Amen. If there are 10 people, Amen. But if you're present, then we have a special musach. You say, Baruch Elokeinu, umivarech shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed. Chaf aleph. Shloi shashachal kolecha mikashalo. Trying to finish up. Three people eat from their own loaf of bread. So here we have war going on. We have pas nochri. One person is eating, he's not so nizer. The two people wouldn't touch. They wouldn't touch wonder bread.
Stumers.
They wouldn't what?
Stumers.
Okay. They wouldn't touch that stuff. Can we eat at the same table? Can we eat the same table? I don't eat that kind of bread. I don't hold the hechsher. I don't hold. I hold it's pasakum, and you eat pasakum. I'm nizar. So what's the law? The law is yes. That does not hold you back from doing zimun stuff. From the zimun vivarech zeshachal pasav v'chavim shu vivarech zeshachal pasav v'chavim shu yochel lechol gam. Not only do you bench together, this fascinating musar. The one that leads the benching is the irreligious person. That's right.
They
got to give you the benching. Exactly. Fascinating. Because why? Because you are the common denominator. I eat pasakum. I'm not nizer pasakum. I also eat pasakum. There's nothing wrong with the chassidus. I also eat that stuff. Let's say same story. Let's say one some eating cholav Yisrael, and other people eating cholav Stam. Machli basar. Milk is one of slaves. Can you join them with starf? Yeah, that's a halacha. Even though you can't eat together, Mr. Who benches? Why? Because if you do clean out your mouth, you can't eat it right together. If you clean out your mouth, you can eat right away meat. But the people eating meat, that's it. They're stuck 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, whatever you hold. But you have to wait. Yochel lechol gam nachem. Ach im ze shochel macholi cholov. Einay shoytse yayin. Oy she'ein kan. But the one that's eating milchik, so he has to bench. And the one that benches is supposed to be baruch al hayayin. The koyshol yayin. Let's say to suda smitzvah, you have a koyshol yayin. The one that's going to get one that's going to eat cholov pasakum, or the one that's going to eat the milchik. asks, he does not want to drink the kosher yayin. Oishen kan el sheikh shu chadash, who nizam a chadash, or he has another chumrah. Let's say he has beer, and the beer is chadash, he doesn't drink chadash. Mutav sheivarch ze shacha basa bekoitz. If we should better give the person that's not the common denominator, the person that's limited, the person with the meat who can't eat milk, because at least he will be mevarch ala kais. Mevarch will be rad, and let the person who's going to eat milk is mevarch ala kais. V'yimechad achal gevina kosha. Oh, gevina kosha, 6 hours. Hard cheese. Some pizza stores. I talked to the Rabbi Mayevsky in there. I've heard from other people. There are some pizza stores that use hard cheese. They have even signs. They have even signs that they eat the pizza. In this pizza store, you eat this certain type of pizza. Right? You go underneath the counter of all these exotic pizzas. So some of them are made from different types of cheeses, which halacha are more chamor. And you have to wait 6 hours. There are some pizza stores that have signs that our mashkiach, our rabbi, told that this pizza.
Which store has that?
There are stores. There are stores.
You ever saw a store that says?
No, they don't. I mean, over here, they're marked not to do that, right. Not to be nichshel the people.
Not to use butter.
It has to be marked that it says that it's 6 months old, or 5 months and 28 days.
No, who keeps 6 months old cheese? That's only for the
6 month old cheese. That's the mom because it's like a rock when it comes. That's why it's grated, because you couldn't cut it yourself. That's how hard it is.
That's the definition of hard cheese.
Yeah. Parmesan? So only the Parmesan six that we have Parmesan. Today, pretty much.
Parmesan is old stuff.
Yeah. So you gotta wait 6 hours. It's like meat.
You cut it with a knife. It's so hard.
So some say in this case he can't, because here's a very interesting case. You have only two people eating. One is eating meat and one is eating aged cheese. Each one has to wait 6 hours to eat the other. So the Kitta quotes an opinion, you cannot bench together. Because what you're eating, your main course, is not compatible with my main course in no shape and form. There's no common denominator. I can't wipe out my mouth and eat your meat because I have to also wait 6 hours. So can we bench together? Nope. Bench separately. Fascinating. The Yesham, some say, second thing you can bench together. Yesham, they become welcome with stuff. Why? We can't eat the meat, but we can eat the same piece of bread. Okay, I can't eat the meat, you can eat the milk. But the bread we can eat together, so that's enough for us to join together. Okay, when Shechem Lechem 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 Yesh Lechem Yesh Lechem Yesh Lechem Yesh Lechem Yesh Lechem Yesh
Lechem
he's saying if you can bench. Yeah, that's what it says. That's what it says. If you hold the Hebrew, you'll find an Orthodox rabbi that says you can eat Hebrew national today.
Who says you can't eat it?
What?
It's not glatt, but it doesn't raise.
That's Shchita?
Sure, Hebrew national.
It's Rabbi Ralban, what he thinks about it.
What?
It's Rabbi Ralban.
Ralban is the Rabbi national.
They have real Shechtim?
Yeah.
They have everything the same.
Real? Everything the same?
Yeah.
What's
the only thing is the meat isn't glad, and
it's not so.
Okay, so
fine.
They fine. Bite the flesh.
No, fine. That's fine. All right, fine. I understand that. I was under the impression that there's not a real shechita. There's no batikas. They have real shechtim and everything.
They have real shechtim, right?
High standard won't get them a national hashkara.
They had a fight. A mashgiach went in court and said that they're not kosher. The shechtim are not kosher. And they won the Hebrew national went to court and won the fight against them.
Okay, fine. So yesh amil l'smach. You can't say, you know, it's like you go into the store to buy a little of an estruck. It's very funny. You go, you buy a loaf. So people are sitting there. They look like with microscopes, right? All these people look going crazy over loaf. Then they say to the guy, "Can I? I need a little that's puzzle to make the rings." So then you just take. So you look to all the loving. You look to all the loving. So you take a little that's puzzle. You know, because you're sitting here for 3 hours going to the microscope. Says, I can't say there's even one loaf that's puzzle. To say it's mehudar, my standards, after spending 3 hours, pay $100, I'll spend 3 hours, $100. But to say that there's even one lulav here in the store that's pasul, that I can take for free, can't do that. Can't say that. So one thing, you want to have glat, say safe glat and pay and a fortune for the meat, fine. But say that the meat is treif somewhere else, you got to be careful. You can't be so quick to say someone else's treif. Next, nosh. Oh, this is an explosive topic, so which we're going to have to leave another time. Okay?